There is a world held together by a great tree, and in the boughs of this tree there are nine realms, and in the uppermost realm lives the great goddess. And she has two sons, one of whom is blind, for he is destined to be the god of darkness, and another who is destined to die, for he will become the god of death. Now this didn't please the great goddess at all, and she was going to do something about it. So she went to every living thing, every existing thing in the nine realms, and extracted a sacred oath that it would not harm her child. She went to bull and badger and bear and tree and oak and rock and steel and fire and water, and every single thing said, "I will not harm your son." So he was safe, impenetrable. They have cheated death. So they used to play this cool game with the gods. They'd all kind of get in a circle. And the god who was destined to die, who had cheated death, would stand in the center. And all the other gods would take rocks or fire or plasma balls, and they'd like hurl them at him as hard as they could, and say like a rock would come flying through space, and just as it got to the god who had cheated death, it would remember its sacred oath and drop to the ground. So everybody was really happy about this. Oh, wait, that's a lie. Almost everybody was all happy about this. Trickster was not. Trickster was the one who was supposed to trick death. Trickster was the trickster of the gods, not the great goddess. She had overstepped her boundary. So he was going to do something about it. So he disguised himself as a handmaiden and went to go work in servitude of the great goddess. And he got her to trust him. And one day, calmly, he said, "Oh, great goddess, you know, I never told you, but I think it's amazing how you got an oath from everything in the nine realms. That's amazing." And the great goddess said, "Well, I had to now, didn't I?" "Oh, yes, of course. I mean, save your son, of course. Now, how did you get an oath from everything of the nine realms?" "Well, not everything." "Not everything. What didn't you get an oath from?" "Mistletoe. I don't know how a little bush could harm my son. And besides, mistletoe is so young. I'll extract an oath from mistletoe when he gets older." "Oh, very wise," said Trickster. And he went to go talk to mistletoe. And from mistletoe, he took a branch, just a little branch, and he twisted that branch, and he gnarled it together, and he made it into a stick. And he filed the ends of that stick to a very sharp point. And then he went over to the blind god. I don't know why I'm hiding it, he's a blind god. And he said to him, "Hey, why aren't you playing the game of throwing things at your brother?" And the blind god said, "Well, I'm blind. How am I going to throw things at him?" And Trickster said, "Oh, come now. When you lose one sense, your other senses get better. Just come play. Try it. I've made you this little stick to throw. Oh, it'll be fun, and it'll honor the wisdom of your mother." So the blind god walked over, and he said, "Hey, bro!" And the brother said, "What's up?" And he threw that dart and went through the air and smack into the heart of the god destined to die, who had cheated death and was now dead. The great goddess ran from her home and grabbed the flesh of her son and said, "No, no, this can't happen. This is not happening. No. No, 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 I don't accept this. No, I will go to hell. I will beg my sister, the queen of hell, to return my child to me. That's what I'll do." And she went to her sister and pleaded, "Please, please return my son. Please, my grief is so great. It is the size of the nine realms. And so moved was this usually very icy queen that she said, "Well, if your grief is the size of the nine realms, then I must return him to you. But I have to be sure that your grief is the size of the nine realms, so you need to make everything in the nine realms shed a tear for the loss of your child." So the goddess, without haste, went to everything in the nine realms, and everything wept. Bull, bear, badger, earth, stone, even fire wept. Everything, everyone except her handmaiden. Oh no, goddess, I'm sorry, I can't cry for you. He was the god destined to die. Who am I to argue with destiny? I may not shed a tear. And the goddess was furious. So she called upon her soldiers of the nine realms, 1 million soldiers from each realm, to stand by her side, for she would wage war on hell and extract her son by force. To war, she cried, war! Now, 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 now. 9 million no's echoed in her ears. They were the prayers, beggings, pleadings, cryings of 9 million mothers saying, please do not wage this war. Do not sacrifice our sons and daughters. Please do not give us this gift of grief. And so moved was the goddess that she backed down and returned to her son and begged forgiveness for ever having tried to cheat death in the first place. And then she heard a little laughter, a muffled guffaw behind a hand, and she turned and saw the shoulders of her handmaiden laughing, 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 and she struck her down, and the costume fell off, and there she saw Trickster, and her fury was intense, and in a moment she realized all that had happened, and she grabbed Trickster by the scruff. No, he said, I know, and she took the mistletoe from her son and drew his jaw shut so he would shut his foul mouth. And she took the impenetrable flesh of her son, and she bound Trickster up and hung him from one of the branches of the great tree. And then she bade Serpent to climb that very branch and drip venom into the face of Trickster for all eternity. For although the great goddess is inconceivably compassionate, she is also inconceivably wrathful. Thank you. Thanks.